When IFTAR would start, the bombings would start, which is why 90% of the patients who would come in mass casualties were children. Five to a gurney, no less than four gurneys at a time. A third of the children would come in, put on the ambulances alive, but a third were dead when they got to us, a third would die in front of us, and a third would die within the next week or two in the... in front of us, and it was nothing to see an empty bed the next day.
I spent some time talking to Abdelrahim, a 21-year-old. He's been in the hospital since March. He was shot by a sniper to his leg, then 9 shots to both of his legs from a tank, and then followed by a shot by a quadcopter to his arm. His left leg is amputated up to his pelvis, and the right leg is paralyzed and non-functional. He's been at the hospital so long that he's experienced so many of the direct attacks. He was just telling me every time he's just convinced that that's it, that's his last day. And he's like, I can't run, I can't hide, I can't evacuate. If the hospital was invaded, that's it. You know, that's it. I'm done for.
Whereas a university in its motto that says, let there be light.
And I myself saw 2 children that were targeted both in the chest and the head. Both came in simultaneously, and one of them had a male caregiver, and he told me that he was walking his son, or the male child, and it felt him pull out of his hand. He looked for him, looked down at the ground close to him, didn't see him. 10 meters away, he saw him, and then he saw his body get shot a second time. He looked to where the shot came from, identified an Israeli soldier. He ran to his kid and brought him in, but when he brought him in, he didn't have a chest. The small entrance wound is typical of a high-velocity gun wound, and when I rolled him over, no organs between his shoulder blades existed. His spine, his lungs, his heart were all gone. My hand fell into his chest cavity. He saw him get shot in the head the second time, and this kid definitively had 2 high-velocity bullet wounds. It's the first time I've held the brains of a child. So the genocide was definitive in my own sight.
So there is a balcony just off the ICU. And the second I stepped out, I saw a huge explosion. Someone who was there just quickly like grabbed me and pulled me to run inside. I ran quickly to the ER to treat patients as they were just carrying them in one body at a time. Imagine just lying sick in a hospital bed where you're already suffering, and then the very place that's meant to care for you and protect you is struck.